Good afternoon. We're in the studio. It's Charles Pritchard here, and I'm with Fernanda de Sequeira and Alice Grotter. And the topic today that we're going to discuss is a follow-on from last week, where we were discussing confession, and prior to that with Kelly O'Keefe and Michael Francis, they were talking about deliverance as well. And the main healing sacraments today is Holy Mass, we're going to talk about, and Adoration, and the Rosary, the power of the Rosary. In studio I've got Fernanda de Sequeira. She's Jesus' messenger for his second coming. And we're going to read some of the messages that have been given to her. And Alice Grotter, who is a good friend of hers, who's been supporting her throughout the years as well, and is also involved in our mission, our healing ministry. Thank you. We'll come back after the break. So that was Amazing Grace, and one of my favorites. And Fernanda, one of your favorites as well.
Yes.
You say it brings you to tears sometimes.
Yes, it does bring memories.
Old memories.
Yes, old memories.
So Fernanda, just as an introduction, I was led to help you in this mission. Do you want to just give us the 1 minute overview as how and when did these messages start? I know you've been on the radio before and you have explained it, but just give us, just for those that have never heard of you, just a quick introduction, okay, and then we can go from there.
Okay. As you know, my name is Fernanda de Sequeira, and I was born in Madeira. I'm here 49 years, and I went to Holy Land in 2009 with a group of friends, with Alice was there with me as well. As we're coming back, 2 weeks later, one night I was waking up, and not voices, but the words in my mind, and very clearly that my child, Fernanda, stand up, I am your Jesus of Nazareth. And my hand started writing every word that he was saying to me. And it started from there. The words, the message, which I didn't understand, which I have only 4 years of schooling in Madeira, and I started writing everything in English on my poor English. And then I started, then Mother Mary started coming, and then also Father God. And also from the saints, some of the saints as well, and the Holy Spirit as well. And which I said, it's every day, every night, any time, but the most it's every night by the end of the day. That's all this message started coming.
And I believe you were quiet about it in the beginning.
Yes,
You kept it to yourself, am I right?
Yes, the only person I told it was Alice. She was my friend, she was my counselor, she was my everything at the time, even till today, where I confide to her what's happening to me. Because it's not easy to understand this work that we're doing, especially with message, not everybody understands. But you have to be obedient to your call when it comes. It's persecutions, trials. But we have to persevere, because it's not for my honor and glory, but for Jesus, as he calls us to do his work, to be his servants.
And Alice, so when you first heard about this, explain what happened. You know, obviously you were asking Fernanda what's going, you know, you noticed a change in her.
Yes, I did notice a big change in her, because she's always talking and very cheerful, and suddenly she started to become very quiet. And because of the ministries that we are involved, and we travel together because we live near one another, and I noticed that she would become very quiet, and I'd ask her, is anything worrying you? And she would say, no, it's fine. And then eventually it got too much, and I said to her, can you please explain to me what is going on? If there's a problem that I can help you, I will, but just tell me what's going on. And then this is when she told me about receiving a gift that she received in Holy Land, Israel, in 2007, and then she explained to me what was happening to her. And, of course, I had to pray and discern where this was coming from, and pray to the Holy Spirit, and then she gave me the first message, which was in English, which she couldn't even say the words properly.
What was it?
And she said to me, I said, well, if you could kindly tell me what Jesus is telling you to do. And then she said, no, he says we must pray for this world. This world is in chores. and disarray. And I thought to myself, okay, chores, yes, everybody's got chores. And then I realized, I said to her, could you just tell me and spell the word chores for me? And that's when she said C-H-A-O-S, which is chaos. I said, Fernanda, that's not chores, that is chaos. Yes, and this world is in chaos, and we do need to pray. And then I looked at her and I said, but how are you receiving these messages? Because I knew she's only fluent in Portuguese and writes Portuguese. She couldn't write English at all. She had no English schooling here. And the fact that she actually spelt the word correctly. And then she started to explain to me what had happened, how she had been woken up by the Lord. And so I went in. She invited me into her little house then and asked me to please. She showed me what was going on. And then in there it said, pray the rosary. And that we know, and any as a Catholic know, that the rosary is the most powerful weapon against Satan. And there is no ways that the evil one is going to tell you to pray one Hail Mary even, and to actually pray the rosary. And then I knew that this was of God and from God, also because of her immaculate spelling in English. It was amazing. And only the Lord and the Holy Spirit could have done that for her. So that is where we started on this journey.
Mm. Okay. So on the topic of Holy Mass, in short, Fernanda, we're going to read a message about what Father God is saying about Holy Mass. But just from your perspective, what is God's primary call today with regards to Holy Mass?
With regards to Holy Mass, it made me aware many times as we go into the church with respect and knowing that he's there when sacrificing every all over the world, and every Mass is there giving himself to us. And he just wants us to love him that way, to respect the way we go in, not going like to a function, but knowing that we're going to receive him, worthy of him, and to be sitting there absorbing the holy words, that they're like the gospel or the living word of Jesus, that you have to listen and to be attentive and no distractions while we're there in Mass. That's what made me aware.
So Holy Mass is a sacrifice.
It's a sacrifice.
So Jesus is still sacrificing himself for us. He's still in pain.
That's
is that correct?
That's what he's explaining.
And that was one of the first, in the first message, I understand he was talking about his pains.
He was talking about his pains as well. And a lot of times...
from our sins.
From our sins, yes. Still in pain. People, like he says, my children, they don't believe that I still suffer today. But I do suffer excruciating pains. It's worse with the crown of thorns on his heart because of our sins of this world of today. It's worse on those times at Via Dolorosa when they place upon him a crown of thorns in his head.
Because this world is more and more people and more and more people
sinning.
Because of the sins.
And Alice, your perspective on Holy Mass, just the way you see it, the way you experience it.
The way I experience is the love of Jesus for us, and it's an honor for us, which unfortunately some of us Catholics take for granted. It is something so, a reconciliation between God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and us as his children. And to be able to receive the body and blood of Jesus, for as we all know, it says in John 6, verse 53, if you do not receive my body and blood, you shall not have everlasting life. And this is one of the greatest gifts that our Lord gives us, which he gave his apostles at the Last Supper. And for us still today, after so many years, to be able to receive him, his body and blood, into our hearts and our souls, is actually, it's food for the soul and for the body.
Yes. And in John 6:54, it says, then Jesus said to them, amen, amen, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you.
That is right.
So it is our fortification.
Exactly, that's right.
He gives us life. Yes. Fernanda, from your perspective, I know there were once or twice you missed Holy Mass for good reason. The Holy Trinity, Father God, was not very happy about it. Can you explain why it's so important for you to go to Holy Mass every day?
it was during the week, which I tried to go every day. And it was during the week, but for some reason, it was a good reason. And like Father God says, I do understand, I do comprehend that you couldn't make it today. But I want you, or my children, to, if possible, to receive every day my go to Holy Mass and receive my sons with you on him, like go to confession, be in a state of grace to receive them. And it's, it says, it's your strength, your fortification for you to go through your trials and tribulations when you go into Holy Mass and receive the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. So obviously the God's commandment is we keep holy the Sabbath day, the Lord's day,
yes.
But he's calling us to go every day,
every day we can. Every day, yes, if you can, at least every day.
Yes, and we also find that in our ministry, we need to be doing it daily, otherwise the evil attacks us.
Definitely, without the body and blood of Jesus, there's no strength. He just infills us and gives us that strength to conquer whatever we have to do in that day for him.
I've noticed sometimes when I go on holiday and I'm unable to go every day, that little grumpiness factor seems to set in.
Yes, you just feel that emptiness. Yes. You just feel you're missing something. Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
And you also, by the end of the day, when you start doing our conversations, or Jesus or Father God always says, thank you for attending my Holy Mass or my son's Holy Mass. Mm-hmm. Always says thank you for that.
Yes, I've noticed that, the messages. Every time, there's always thank you.
Thank you.
And when you go out of your way, I've noticed another time you were away with other friends and you made an effort to go to Holy Mass while they were all having a party somewhere.
Yes, they
were very, very grateful for you doing that.
Yes.
And then just, in 1 Corinthians 11:29, which we're going to, is confirmed also in the message we're going to read. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So I think often we go and receive Jesus, but we're not in a state of grace. We got some heavy sins on us that we haven't taken to confession, and that hurts him.
Yes, very much.
And it's from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, he wants to enter us, but he can't. He steps aside because there's stains on our souls that he can't be around.
That's right. I find just as Catholics that we often do it just out of the norm. Oh, it's okay. So it's communion time. Let's go up. And very often it's not what it's about. It's actually about focusing on what you actually, who you're going to receive into your heart and into your body. We shouldn't take it for granted. But we should be always, like you said there, Charles, in a state of grace to receive him. Otherwise, it's condemnation against us.
Yeah, we're actually getting worse off.
That's right.
And then, so the Holy Mass, obviously a very important part of the Holy Mass is the readings, because that's the Word of God. And then I think another thing that a lot of people, we don't, and myself included, I used to also, and we go to Mass, but we don't actually offer up prayer and petition.
Yes.
And the Holy Mass is a very powerful prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's more powerful than the Rosary. It's the most pleasing to the Father because mm-hmm. we're taking our prayer, our petition, our sacrifice, which is we don't eat before we go to Mass as well, to Jesus through our guardian angels, and it goes to the Father, and it's most pleasing to the Father. Am I right in saying that, Fernanda? So I think a lot of us, we don't appreciate how powerful the Mass actually is, and that we should be taking our petitions to Holy Mass.
We should actually be getting there a bit earlier than the time that it actually begins, to focus on what we're actually coming into the house of God. And a lot of people don't actually realize that it is the house of God that we're walking into.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore it should be done in total, total reverence. And the genuflecting at the end of the bench, people just walk in these days.
Like,
and I talk for myself that I used to do that. I forgot to genuflect and just would walk in.
And as
I grew closer to the Lord and to our Blessed Mother Mary, then slowly the Holy Spirit starts to show you it's not this way, it's this way. And yes, genuflecting is very important.
Very important.
You're coming in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, the Father, Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes.
We need to show reverence and then go into the pew and then already there start our petitions and asking or thanking the reason why we're there for the Mass and laying it on the altar already.
Okay, so now after the break, we're going to have a break in a few seconds. We're going to read a message from God the Father that he gave to us, where he elaborates on these different things after the break. So over to Kenny. Thanks.